Phoenix Audio present.
Murder for Love. Murder for Men. Collected and introduced by Otto Penzler.
Introduction by Otto Penzler. On that highly regarded day on which God created man and woman, it is entirely likely that he had a bit of mischief in his soul, else why would he have created two separate entities that so profoundly need each other, and yet have such a remarkable inability to communicate? One of the sexes is deeply emotional, sensitive, sentimental, and willing to devote every ounce of its existence to the love of a partner. Women, on the other hand, are pragmatic, sensible, and willing to devote every ounce of their existence to making the lives of their lovers as devoid of emotion, sensitivity, and sentimentality as possible. When men speak of women, their level of cool, calculated, honed intelligence is along the lines of, "She's gorgeous. She's got great legs. She's so much fun to be with, and she can cook." When women speak of men, the conversation is more likely in their wild, carefree enthusiasm to cover such subjects as, "He's very nice. He's not exactly handsome, but he has a good face, and he's got a very high-paying job. No wonder they wind up killing each other. They're as compatible as ice cream and mustard, as kittens and alligators, as Mike Tyson and the Queen Mother." Of course, the reason they kill each other is they love each other, or used to, and still want to. Motives for murder can generally be distilled into two groups, those committed for gain and those done for passion. What follows is about the latter. Every story in Murder for Love was written especially for this volume. It is hugely diverse.